This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is a unique physician who comes at treating heart disease, and most any other diseases for that matter, from a very different perspective than most in his field. Don't be surprised if he prescribes Sabbath rest right along with Coumadin, or suggests a change in diet as a prescription for atherosclerosis. He believes that one of the most powerful yet overlooked textbooks for the healing arts is one that begins with Genesis and ends with Revelation. Dr. James Markham, founder and director of HeartWise Ministries, is with us today to talk about prescriptions, and not the kind you take to your favorite pharmacy. Dr. Markham, what do we need to know?
Well, Charles, I wanted to talk about biblical prescriptions for life. Well, you know, a lot of people go to the scriptures. There's many ways that we can worship our Creator.
Sure.
Some people worship out in nature. Some people worship by listening to other spiritual leaders. Some people worship by serving other people, and these are great ways to worship. But one of the best ways to worship is reading the Word of God. And it's when you read the Word of God, God connects with us, and He talks to us, and He expresses His desires, and He's able to enter our minds more effectively. But, you know, we look at the Word of God and we realize, and I've read the Word of God, I realize it applies to much more than sometimes we even realize. And in health, I've realized that God has kept us in mind in regards to health. Mm-hmm. And that's why we started the series at HeartWise Ministries called Biblical Prescriptions for Life. Mm-hmm. And we want to invite all of our listeners to help us with this series. And what I ask for help is go to your Bible and see if you can find a biblical prescription for life. And if you can, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org, and let me know. Mm-hmm. So what a biblical prescription for life is, we read something in the scripture that might help our health. Then we prove the science behind it. And then we prove that the Bible is true. And I've never heard that any of these biblical prescriptions are not correct. Mm-hmm. And then we try to find ways that we can apply it to our life to change the chemistry of the entire body. Now, some things are very easy to do that make very much sense, like diet. We all know that eating certain foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains are very helpful.
Yes.
And then some things are not as obvious, yet God writes those biblical prescriptions for life. For instance, I had a question not too long ago that came into the website regarding osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And that's a very fancy name for weak bones. Mm-hmm. And it's a big problem because a lot of elderly break their bones. You know, Charles, as we get older, everything in our body gets older, sometimes at different speeds. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the brain gets older first. Sometimes the bones get older first. Sometimes the heart, the blood vessels. But everything sort of ages in us. This process of aging called oxidation, the genetics change, the telomeres on the DNA shorten. So we start to age and get older, and the cells don't work as well. One of those is osteoporosis. The bones get older. They tend to break. They tend to hurt. Well, you know, our current treatment for that is a bunch of medicines that we use to strengthen the bones. Yeah. And a bunch of supplements. But I said, well, this person asked, my bone seems so weak. The doctor says I've osteoporosis. What can I do to strengthen my bones? Okay. Well, one of the biblical prescriptions for life is found in the Old Testament. And that's where God talks about, through his prophets, about making bones strong. Well, what context was he talking about making bones strong? Well, it was one of these big creatures, these behemoths. And I like to think the behemoths, a lot of people think it was a big ox, you know, a big animal. Sure. That had strong bones, bones of steel. Well, we think nowadays, well, what animals have the strongest bones? Well, the cows, the behemoths. Another behemoth of our days is the elephant.
Yes.
Mr. Elephant, I've never seen him have a hip fracture or have broken bones when he gets old. So it only makes sense that a biblical prescription is look at creation. Yes. That God gave us and see what he's trying to teach us. Well, Mr. Behemoth found in the Old Testament, what did he do? Well, to have his strong bones, he walked around a lot. Mm-hmm. And we know that people that walk and move have the strongest bones. And nowadays, we're a sitting society and not a moving society. So just not moving makes our bones weaker than they would be if we did move. So the big animal moves around. So that's a biblical prescription for our bones. He gets out in the sunshine. Remember, he doesn't have a building cover him. So when he gets out in the sunshine, the behemoth gets vitamin D, which makes the bones stronger as well. And also, he eats lots of vegetables, lots of greens. In fact, Mr. Elephant eats about 300 pounds of greens a day. So he eats lots of greens. We know that greens have iron in it, calcium in it, the things that our bones need to be strong, Charles. An elephant drinks lots of water. So the behemoth in the Old Testament that had the strongest bones, if we looked at him, we would say, for osteoporosis, go outside, eat lots of greens, stay in the sunshine, and move around as much as you can. That will give you the strongest bones. So that is a biblical treatment for osteoporosis. So that's what biblical treatments are all about, Charles, is taking the scripture and finding a text and figuring it out how it would help you do better.
You know, in order to do that, Dr. Markham, we have to look at disease differently than we've been doing it. A lot of people today think, well, I have high cholesterol because I don't have enough statins in me.
That's right.
Or I have thin blood because I don't have the right kind of Coumadin working inside of me. We need to say, wait a minute, whoa, what brought us to that point? What are the conditions that made these symptoms appear, and go after those as opposed to the medicines to heal the symptoms of those diseases? Am I on the right track?
You are, Charles. So in our new series, what we're going to do is try to educate people on the biblical prescriptions for life, trying to show the science behind it. Like we know the science behind, like we talked about vitamin D and sunlight and moving. There's great science behind that, and try to get them how to apply those principles with God's help to their life so they don't have to take a prescription pill or need a treatment that under our current system is not really working. So that's what this is all about, biblical prescriptions for life. And not only we're going to do this with 1 minute radio and television spots, we're creating a whole new Bible study series called Biblical Prescriptions for Life, where we gradually teach people how to introduce these principles into their lives, and realizing when they do, they're in the process of worshiping God, loving God, improving their health, coming into a greater relationship with Him, and God will open His eyes and provide healing in ways that we can't even imagine.
Even what you just said, as I was listening to you talk about the behemoths and the bones and whatnot, another Bible text popped into my mind. Let's see if this one works. It says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a haughty spirit drieth the bones. Is there a connection between the spirit and the bones?
Yes, I'm going to have to sign you up, Charles. yes, there is. And that is one of our biblical prescriptions for life.
Wow.
To be happy, to be laugh, to have mirth, to have merry. Because the science behind it, we know that people that are happy, people that are merry, make more of two chemicals. One is called endorphin. Okay, we've heard of that one. It's very, very good. The other one's called oxytocin, which is sometimes called the love chemical.
Yes.
That when you have a lot of love, we get a lot of oxytocin. Both of those help turn off the stress chemistry of the body, which is also very good. So both of these chemicals help the brain think better. It helps you feel better. It helps with depression. It helps with pain, being happy. And there's scientific studies that prove all of this. We also know that the converse that you read in that text, where someone's haughty and not feeling good, where they're angry, we know that that chemistry affects the body in the brain. It turns on chemicals that actually damage the body. It makes the blood pressure go up. It causes acid in the stomach to come up. It hurts our immune system. It hurts our ability to rest well. Charles, that's another biblical prescription for life. And I want our readers to find those and see if they can find some scientific studies that go behind that and help us to start a revolution of ways to treat the body not treat symptoms, but treat causes. And one of these is being a merry heart. That changes the chemistry of the entire body when you have a good belly laugh.
Well, I oxytocin this. I absolutely love it. You are giving us many things to think about. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, let's talk about more. Let's see if we can find some more biblical prescriptions for life with Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. So everybody stay right where you are. After a recent screening of the documentary film Plant Pure Nation, viewers offered these insights.
Just watched Plant Pure Nation. The movie was absolutely awesome. I heard about it in the paper. I'm really glad I came.
I just watched Plant Pure Nation, and I thought that the movie showed us the truth in a different way that we've never seen it before.
I guess I didn't realize the lies that I've been told, because I thought, well, chicken's okay and fish is okay, but now I realize it's not really okay.
As a doctor, I recognize that I only got maybe big fat zero worth of nutrition education, and that's exactly what he talked about in the movie.
Really raises awareness on the way the diet is in America and how we've all grown up accustomed to more of a high-fat diet.
If you have any health issues, try it and see what happens.
To learn more about the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and how you can make dramatic improvements to your own health, visit plantpurenation.com.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the tree of life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. And we're looking into an unusual place to find help with our diseases, and that is God's Word, the Holy Bible. And we've already discovered that there are answers for thinning of the bones in the Bible. And let's look at some more. Dr. Markham, lead us here. You're starting a whole new series on this thing with Bible study guides and videos and radio programs. What else can we look forward to?
There's a lot of good ones. And one of them comes from Psalm 66, verse 3, okay? Uh-huh. Then that text, it basically says, "Say to God, how awesome are your works?" Well, you say to yourself, well, what can that treat? How is that a biblical prescription by just saying, "How awesome are your works?" Well, Charles, have you ever been awed by a beautiful sunrise?
Absolutely, yeah.
Or a walk in the forest?
Yes.
Or I know you live in West Virginia, going outside in the snow when it's beautiful blue skies,
yes,
hearing
yes.
the crispiness of the snow beneath your feet on a beautiful, crispy day.
Yes.
Well, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, a very well-known school, found that if you have been awed by a beautiful sunrise, they measured levels of an inflammatory protein called cytokines.
Uh-huh.
Those are things that actually damage the body. And they took 200 individuals, okay? And they found out that those who were having something like a sunset or something beautiful or something that said, "Wow, God, how awesome are your works?" They actually measured in their mouth the levels of cytokines, and those that had seen that had much less lower of that dangerous chemical in our body.
Wow.
So just by having that chemical lower in your body, that gives you the ability to boost the immune system. It can protect against heart disease, depression. It can help with autoimmune disease like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and other chronic illnesses. Really, what it does is it lowers inflammation, these inflammatory proteins through our whole bodies, just by appreciating the awesomeness of God's creation. It's been proven. So that is another biblical prescription for life that you can use to treat yourself. It's just say, God, how awesome are your works? Go outside and experience that through worship. A beautiful sunrise. You know, watch a bee pollinate a flower. The beautiful things that God has given us. And that's why when I make these biblical prescriptions for life, Charles, I plan to be outside. You know, if I went to God as a physician, do you think he would have his office in a room? I know. I think he would be out in creation. Absolutely. His office would be creation. You know, in fact, at Creation Week, he worked 6 days and he took the day off. And I'm sure they experienced the world. They didn't build a sterile building. They got out and saw the beauties of creation, the work that God had given to us, not only for us to appreciate, but also that beautiful work to heal our bodies, to know that we would have problems. God has given these things to make us better in numerous ways. And now we have the science to prove these. This is another biblical prescription for life that changes the chemistry of the entire body, not just one chemical pathway, and has no side effects that I know when we take that prescription from Psalm 66:3, saying to God, how awesome are your works?
You know, Dr. Markham, as I listen to you say this, I am thrilled with it. And I'm also thinking about perhaps there's a listener right now who lives in a tiny apartment in New York City or in some city someplace, and he or she can't get out. What can that person do to bring God's nature and awesomeness into his or her life?
Well, that's a great question. And hopefully, almost everyone now has a computer or cell phone, okay? If you have that technological advantage, there's tons of places you can go. In fact, in our website, we have a place where people could go and see beautiful things.
Yes.
There's many things you can just Google sunrise, and you can see beautiful sunrises on the computer. You can Google water. Yeah. I want to see the Pacific Ocean. And you can actually go there. You know, and even if you can't, what you can do is called bibliotherapy. That's reading therapy. Sometimes you can read a book and you can, in your mind, picture those beautiful things in your mind and almost take you to that place. Yes. And then you can put that place into the deep storage container of the brain called the hippocampus. And then whenever you need to pull that up, you can, if even if you can't go there personally, you can bring that beautiful situation up front. And then you can say, God, you're so awesome. I appreciate this sunrise that you gave me, that you showed me. Sometimes you have to be creative. And Charles, if you think about it, if you go back in your life, you have stored in your brain some awesome experiences that you've had. Just store them there. And then when you need to pull them up, say, God, I can't go outside right now. I don't have a computer. But in the past, you've stored some beautiful things in my software, my storage software in my hippocampus. I want to bring one of those up and create almost the same chemistry that you gave me then. I want to recreate that now in my mind. Create me a new brain, Lord. Help me to do that. And as you do that, you can experience some of the same benefits by just re-seeing that in your life. That's why some productive memories can be very helpful. But we also have to be careful about damaging memories because they can be harmful.
Yes, yes. I like what you're saying here, and I can add this. I've taken your advice even before I heard you give it. I used to travel a lot. Sometimes I still do. And if I have to go to a city and stay for a few days working on a project or something, when I check into my motel room, I go immediately to the nearby store, and I buy myself a plant with flowers on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I take that plant, and I put it in my room right next to my bed. It's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning, and I have that awesomeness sitting there in a pot right beside my bed so that I can say how awesome you are, God, in this beautiful plant, even in the midst of the sterile glass and concrete and steel environment of a city. That works for me, Dr. Markham.
Yes, and that's a biblical prescription for life, Charles. And remember, when we worship him through reading the Bible, when we worship him from saying how awesome is your creation, it all changes our chemistry. It changes the way we are. And it's just a wonderful thing that we make all of these experiences all about worshiping God at every juncture of our life. You know, God, how can I worship you in a hotel room? How can I worship you better? Yes, with that plant. How about open the window? Yes. How about some fresh air? Yes. There's just so many ways we can do that, Charles. And that's what biblical prescriptions for life is all about. Do we have time for another one?
We have time for one more. We have about 4 minutes. Go for it.
Okay, well, this comes from 2 Kings 20, verses 17. And I want all of our listeners to look for them now. And this is Isaiah. He says, take a lump of figs, and he laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another biblical prescription for life. Hmm. It was in a fig. Well, many plants have medicinal uses. And we know that figs help us with iron, so it can help treat anemia. A fig has calcium in it, so it helps with osteoporosis. It has potassium in it, and we know that foods with potassium helps lower our blood pressure. Of course, if you've ever had a fig, you know it also has a lot of fiber in it, uh-huh. which is cellulose.
Sure.
So figs can help as a laxative. The studies have shown that the milky sap has latex, and that latex actually helps fight warts and works as an antiviral on skin. Mm. We know that the leaf of a fig helps with eczema and psoriasis. We also know that figs help insulin in our body work more efficiently. So eating figs can help also diabetics. Mm. So the point is there's lots of plants out there that have medicinal uses that God has given us in nature, whether we understand it or not. And we're learning more and more about things like ginger, which helps inflammation, curcumin, which has anti-cancer, and all of these are biblical prescriptions for life. God, in his creation, has given us lots of things, lots of chemicals and plants that can keep us strong and well. As we learn more about them, we're now proving the science as how we can use them. Now, plants aren't for everything, but there are many things that can be very helpful.
Sure.
So if I had some constipation, if I had some problems with maybe iron deficiency anemia or calcium or blood pressure being high, I would say, hey, why don't you try eating more figs if you like them? There certainly has many disease-fighting properties. And it's interesting about when God gives us something like a plant, it treats the entire chemistry and just not one chemical pathway.
Wow.
So that's another biblical prescription for life, 2 Kings 20, verse 17.
You know, I like what Michael Greger, we've had him on the program many times.
Yeah.
I like what Michael Greger says about oatmeal. He says, oatmeal is very good for healing problems with your skin. Can you imagine what eating oatmeal can do to the inside of you? You have that healing power coursing all the way through your digestive tract from your mouth to the other end, healing as it goes. So that is a beautiful example of food bringing healing to the inside of your body where you can't even reach.
And so keep an eye on this from HeartWise, these biblical prescriptions for life, as well as our new Bible study series called Biblical Prescriptions for Life, Charles. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you for being one of the writers on that series.
Yes.
We're hoping to get this in people's hands all around the world so people can take this into their homes and churches and develop relationships with people and get them back to a different type of healing. You know, there's a place for modern medicine, but let's try to get back to God's form of healing because you really can't improve on that, Charles.
Amen to that. Amen. www.heartwiseministries.org is the website for information on this project and many others. Right there, you'll find lots of good stuff. You can listen to these programs there and share them with other people right there at www.heartwiseministries.org. Dr. Markham, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your words of wisdom and guidance today.
My pleasure, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, founder director of HeartWise Ministries, inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.